A lot has been said about the Trump presidency as we come into it, as it becomes a genuine reality. And one of the things that has been coming up a lot more recently is the TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement. Now, it was meant to be a regional free trade agreement between 12 countries. It was finalized earlier this year after seven years of negotiations. Now, the TPP was meant to deliver valuable markets for Australia's wheat, beef and dairy. That's certainly how we were sold on it. There were a lot of other things that people were less fond of, and there was quite a few questions around it. However, Trump's come out flat out and said he absolutely opposes the TPP. Could it be killed off for good? Well, I've got Professor Martin Richardson from the ANU Research School of Economics. Good morning, Martin.
Good morning, Nick.
Now, the TPP, is it dead in the water under a Trump presidency?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Next question. Yeah, no, I think so. I think it was dead in the water under either presidency, in fact. Clinton herself had come around to frowning upon it. But with Trump, I can't see him reneging on this particular undertaking and keeping it going.
So why has he come out so strongly against it, do you think?
There are a number of ways to think about it. So one is that his general appeal to Rust Belt workers and his promises to restore the 1950s, essentially, and build up manufacturing. So part of that rhetoric was, we're not going to export jobs to the rest of the world, and that's what free trade agreements appear to look like. But the other is a much more basic sort of mainstream opposition to it. If you look at the estimates for the U.S. of the gains to be had from this, it was something like 0.15% of growth after 15 years. So almost no impact. And these are in models, you know, this is well below the margin of error of these accuracy of these things. So there was nothing in it from a conventional perspective for the US either.
What about for Australia? We were very much sold it as being a great bit of almost under-the-table diplomacy with the US.
Under the table is right. I mean, one of the great ironies is that if you look in the sort of the preface to this stuff, it talks about boosting openness and good governance. And yet the whole thing was born in utter secrecy. There are rumors about entire chapters being written by lobby groups, right? I think for us, it was very much a political trophy, something to be hung up on the wall with our other free trade areas. I say free trade areas, they're not. They're preferential trade agreements, right? They don't boost free trade. I'm very much a pro-trade person, but I'm not enamored of these preferential agreements. Basically, our tariffs are very, very low already, right? So we don't have a whole lot to gain from trade liberalization. And the attraction of these kind of things is what they bring in terms of other areas. So in terms of negotiation over standards and access and so on. And because all that stuff was done in secret, nobody really knows what it amounts to.
So I'm hearing from you that you think it being dead in the water is not necessarily a bad thing for Australia at all.
Correct. It depends on what we do with it. So if we continue to flog it as a dead horse, then it's a waste of our we have limited diplomatic resources on this sort of thing. Presumably it'll prompt something to replace it. It's not sort of TPP or no trade at all. The bigger worry for us is what Trump does with trade policy elsewhere, these tariffs on China that he's threatening. But from our perspective, I think we just continue to work away in the background with preferred deals with regional partners.
Now, you mentioned Trump, what it might mean as a broader brushstroke for what he will do with trade. Where do you think he's going to stand?
So one of the key things he's done right from the beginning is this 45% tariff on China. Mm. And it's been one of the things, I'm like everybody else, I can't tell what he said that's actually true and he's going to stick to and what he's not. But if he sticks to that, and he can do it, people think, oh no, Congress can knock that back. They can't, in fact. The president has the power to set that kind of trade policy. If he does that, then even if without retaliation, that's a disaster. It's going to contract world trade generally. But of course, it won't be without retaliation. The Chinese will retaliate, and we could be on the brink of a sort of massive trade war between these two partners. There's very little that's good for us in that. People think, well, if they're not trading with the U.S., China will trade more with us. But in fact, if world trade contracts generally, then that affects all bypasses as well. So, that's potentially, for me, the biggest threat from the Trump presidency on the trade front.
That sounds like it'd have massive global ramifications economically around the world.
It would. I sort of shudder to think what the consequences are. I haven't seen any modelling of that. I don't think anybody's ever imagined that this is something that could happen. But if it were to happen, and again, you have to hope that Trump's advisors are saying to him, look, you realise that here are the numbers, what will happen if you try to do this sort of thing, and give him some idea. But, he's committed to this. It's been like his Mexican wall. It's been one of the things he's been saying from right from the word go. And I don't know how he can renege on it entirely.
I mean, you're actually terrifying me a little. I'm just going to freely say that. The idea of a trade war between those two was not something I'd actually considered. Have we ever seen anything like that historically? Like, is there a correlation?
We have. So in the build-up to the Great Depression in the 30s, we had the so-called Smoot-Hawley tariff, which was set in the U.S. And it was set for exactly the same reasons. It was set in order to protect domestic employment, and as a massive tariff, and it triggered tariffs around the world. So, you know, part of the trigger to the Great Depression, it wasn't the only thing, but certainly something that set it off, was this international trade war as protectionist walls just went up and up. You hope we're immune from that, but you know, Trump has even said somewhere on the stumpings that he was going to leave the WTO. Now, if he does that, then that really says we're an international renegade. And but again, is it credible? I have no idea.
Well, Professor, you've got my heart going more than a cup of coffee has this morning. Thank you very much for chatting to us.
Thank you for calling. Bye-bye.